Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Know with Mo. I'm your host, Maureen Forte. Today is a bright day. It's a great day for justice. It's a great day for justice for just us. Today, my guest is Chelsea R. Robinson, Democrat for Cook County Circuit Court Judge. She was born and raised in the Rosen community of Chicago. But I'm not going to talk about her. I'm going to let her introduce herself to you. And I want to thank all of you that have tuned in, that are logged on. And if you want to call in and talk to Chelsea R. Robinson, Democrat for Cook County Circuit Court Judge, please do. Our number is 1-515-602-9609. Good morning, Chelsea Robinson, and welcome to In the Know with Mo.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to appear on your show, and also want to thank all the listeners. So I just tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Chelsea Renice Robinson, and I am running for Cook County Circuit Court Judge. As you stated, I was raised in Roseland on the south side of Chicago. I attended Percy L. Julian High School. I am a proud graduate of an HBCU, Howard University, and Loyola Law School in Chicago. I have practiced law for over 25 years. I focus in the area of civil and criminal litigation. I have proudly had the opportunity to argue before the Illinois Supreme Court, the Illinois Appellate Court, and the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. And I'm excited about appearing on your show today.
And we are excited to have you on. This is coming to the culminating, as society says, Black History Month. But as you know, we celebrate Black History 365. But not only are we culminating Black History Month, but we're taking Black History right into Women's Month. And I am so honored to have you on our show because we need quality, honest judges that we stand before. People don't realize that judges play a big role in our lives, especially when we stand before them. So I am happy to have you on. So tell us, I've got so many, my board is lit up. You have a lot of callers on board here, but you're running for circuit court judge. Is this your first time running for the circuit court judgeship?
No, I actually ran a couple of times before in the Second Judicial Sub-Circuit, which is the south side of Chicago and the south suburbs. But I believe in the Lord that this is my time. I continue to run because I want to make a difference. And I believe, as you stated, judges make very important decisions. They make decisions that affect our finances. They make decisions that affect our freedom. And we want to make sure that we have honest judges who believe in equal justice for all. We don't want people of different races, different communities to receive different justice. And that's why I'm running.
And I'm glad to hear that. And I see that you have played a role in the legal consultant for the nationally syndicated court television show, The Judge Mathis Show, who's a very good friend of mine through Reverend Jackson. And so you are very active, so that's good to know. You're also a member of the NAACP Chicago Southside. Very good, where you served as the first vice president. And I'm a former first vice president of the South Suburban chapter, but now I am serving as the membership chair. So that's good. We'll make sure we get all this information out. As a circuit court judge, what are some of the trials and cases that you would cover?
Well,
you know,
as
so
a Cook
many,
County
so court. Many courts. Uh-huh.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm saying there's so many courts, appellate courts, circuit court, sub-circuit. As a circuit judge, what role do they play in our justice system?
So as a Cook County Circuit Court judge, you can be placed anywhere in Cook County to serve as a judge. So you can serve as a traffic court judge. You can serve. You can do landlord-tenant. You can do civil cases, wherever you're needed. And actually, there's really no difference between a sub-circuit court judge and a Cook County Circuit Court judge. The only difference is, as a sub-circuit judge, you are targeting the voters that live in your sub-circuit. When you run for county judge, you are targeting the voters who live in all of Cook County. So as a Cook County Circuit Court judge, you serve wherever is needed. A lot of times, judges start in traffic court and family court, mm-hmm. and then they move around as needed, and you should be willing to do so. I am so blessed because I have my own practice that I've been the partner of for over 25 years. I have practiced in many different areas throughout my legal career. So I have knowledge when it comes to civil litigation, criminal litigation, family law, property law, bankruptcy, and I have also done federal cases. So I have a unique perspective of the law, and I just feel blessed that I have had the opportunity to assist people in my community, those who have not otherwise been able to afford legal counsel. I became a lawyer because I felt like people who were of certain means were not getting the same justice as people who were rich. And I've seen that growing up. So when I started my own practice, I made sure that I was able to focus on people who wouldn't normally be able to afford an attorney. I could work with people. We do cases pro bono because me and my partner, I have a partner of 25 plus years, Maria R. Owens. We believe in mm-hmm. justice, and I think it was a blessing that God allowed us to pair up so we can make moves in our community to make sure that there's equal justice for all.
Okay, I have a question here that's just been sent in. I am not going to mention the name, but this young lady has a case. Her son is incarcerated, and she would like to know, how is it possible for me to have a meeting or a conversation with her? I've had several judges to hear his case. One of them was Lou Myers. Well, Lou Myers has passed now, but he passed. And it seems like each one of the attorneys that we have hired has passed. But I have a situation because the judge we went before was our next-door neighbor. Whoa. So I think I would just pass on your office number and let her contact you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. So the felony trials, you cover the felony trials to it, from pretrial hearings to sentencing?
Yes, I've tried several felony cases to verdict from pretrial hearing. I've also done misdemeanor trials, which I've also argued before the Illinois Appellate Court and have been successful. So I have a wide range. I will try misdemeanors, traffic cases, mm-hmm. and I say that because it's important. A lot of times, and this is what I get from some of my clients listening to them with other attorneys that they have dealt with. They feel as if they have to plead. The attorney is encouraging them to plead, whether it be misdemeanor or felony. I'm not afraid to try a case. A person should be heard. And a lot of times when they're before a judge, they don't feel like they have the real opportunity to be heard. They feel like even though they're talking, the judge is not hearing them or the attorney is not advancing their case. And I think it's very important that when you hire an attorney, that this attorney works for you.
Yes.
This attorney advises you, but you make the ultimate decision if you want to go to trial. You know the pros and cons of your case, and you need an attorney that's willing to stand up for you and to stand up for justice. We need judges out there to listen to both sides and to make sure that each side has a fair opportunity to present their case and that the judge does not have a predisposed mindset on how the case should turn out based on how someone looks, based on what neighborhood he or she is from, based on their educational background, based on who's litigating on the other side. And that's one of the reasons, again, that I'm running for judge.
I have a question here from Mike. Mike's from Maryville, Indiana. He says, I am staying in a hotel. I was convicted or charged with a drug crime in Indiana. My housing is in Illinois. I live in Park Forest. My question is, when I was asked to come to court, they end up arresting me and then telling me that I had to find housing in Indiana because the crime was committed in Indiana. When I found this housing, now they want me to register to vote in Indiana, but I am wanting to vote in Illinois. So do you have anything to say about that? I don't think people can force you to register to vote in these places.
They cannot. If you are a legal resident of Illinois, you can vote in Illinois. And if you're only a temporary resident of Indiana, you can absentee vote for the Illinois election. They can't.
Exactly.
I mean, literally, they can't make you register to vote even if you live in that state. We encourage people to register to vote because we want people to know that your vote counts.
Vote matters.
That's right. They can't make you vote in Indiana.
Yeah, he was saying he just got a bad, it goes on, he was just given a bad deal. As soon as he walked in, the judge had made up his mind, and he has a whole house in Park Forest, and now he's paying over $800 a week to stay in a hotel till his sentencing is up. I have another question here from Joseph from Chicago. Joseph says, how long does it take for the judges to grant people a trial? My cousin is county jail now waiting for a trial for 4 years. And once he goes to trial, will that sentence him, if they sentence him, will that be counted toward time served?
Yes. So, first of all, that's one of the issues that we deal with in Cook County, and you may read several articles about it, how long it takes for a matter to come to trial. Actually, the matter should come to trial, I mean, a defendant can demand trial, and the state has a certain amount of time to bring that person to trial. A lot of times you have attorneys either on the state side or the defense side that continues to ask for continuance. But I have been before judges who have refused to grant continuance after continuance after continuance. For example, even if you have a misdemeanor case, a lot of times it shouldn't take 3 and 4 years for a misdemeanor case to go to trial. Now, when you get to felony cases, sometimes it may take a little bit longer because you are gathering discovery information that may be helpful for the defense, or the state may be gathering information to help their case. So as a defendant, though, through your attorney, you have a right to always to demand trial when you're ready for trial and your answer ready for trial, and then the state has a certain amount of time by law to present that to go to trial. And if they don't go to trial before after that time period, the case can be dismissed. Now, in regards to sentencing, if a person is found guilty either by a judge or a jury, and during the time they were awaiting trial, they were actually in the Cook County jail system or in jail, yes, the time that you have been in jail awaiting court or awaiting trial will count towards time off your sentence.
Mm-hmm. I have a question here from Joe from Cleveland, Ohio. Joe says, I am a resident now in Cleveland from Chicago. I just want to know if you know how many judges are on the Illinois Circuit Court.
So it's over 400 judges in the Illinois Cook County Circuit Court.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
as we stated, you have judges who are elected countywide judges.
Mm-hmm.
You have judges who are elected in the sub-circuit, and it's several judges from each sub-circuit. Right now we have 15 sub-circuits, and I believe in the next election they are adding about 5 more sub-circuits. Then we have associate judges in Illinois. Those are judges who are pretty much elected by the circuit court judges. So the person who's interested in becoming an associate judge files an application with the chief judge's office, and ultimately you will try to secure the vote from the elected Cook County judges, and they will elect the associate judges.
Okay. Now, during the Supreme Court election, I worked as a media person for Justice Scott. Once you get this seat here, because you're going to get it, once you get this seat here, what's your feelings of going on to the next Supreme Court seat once availability happens?
I would love the opportunity to advance to the appellate court and ultimately the Illinois Supreme Court. Justice Scott Neville has actually been a mentor to me growing up. He has afforded me the opportunity to work with him when I was a young lawyer. I met him initially through the Cook County Bar Association, where he mentors several young African-American attorneys, myself being one, and he has been a true mentor and a true encouragement to me of what you can accomplish. So me, myself, I would love the opportunity to advance to the Illinois Appellate Court and then ultimately the Illinois Supreme Court, and that is on my list of things to accomplish.
I am with you 100%. Because you are so active in the community. You know, a lot of my people that are very active in the community trying to help our people, and this is what we need. You know, the younger generation, I think what's happening, in my opinion, because I advocate for ex-felons and I rescue sex trafficking victims. So my phone is on 24/7. And once I rescue some of these young men, because I've been rescuing men lately, boys instead of girls, they just need somebody to talk to. And they, when they can see themselves in you, then that makes them want to do better, you know, and to achieve more. I remember traveling with Reverend Jackson way back in the day when Attorney Mathis was very young. And just listening to his stories and how people just took time to talk to him. You see what I'm saying? And we have so many young people just need the level of communication. When we go to the Cook County Jail, one Christmas we went to Cook County Jail, Judge Mathis, Reverend Jackson, and myself, and some other community people. The father got up and said he was in there because he was trying to, you know, get money for his family. Not only was he in Cook County Jail, but his two sons were in Cook County Jail. But the man, the father, was the director of the Cook County Choir. And so in the choir, you know, to him versus two songs. And I'm telling you, when the choir got to sing it and Reverend Jackson brought him up and he brought the two guys up, I mean, we need to call ambulances in there because it was like church on Sunday. It's talent. It's so much talent. I mean, I cried so hard, like they were my family members, but it goes to show, the whole family was musical, musicians, they were singers. And when the young man came out, him and his son, one of the sons, came to push and, you know, performed a song, and Reverend told that story. We just don't know the stories, you know, but we do know if you do the crime, you got to do the time. You know, but
that's correct.
Communications, and I know it's only so much a judge can say or offer advice, but, you know, I would just like to see some type of forms of communications for our young generation. Something has to be done.
I totally agree. My husband and I started the ProVision Project where we are able to mentor youth in the juvenile detention center. We have been doing that for over 3 years. We go actually into the juvenile detention center. Actually, we started with another program over 14 years. I remember I had just started right after I had my first child, and that is our passion. Our youth, that's our passion. Pastor Michael Robinson is my husband. And that's one of my passions. We share that as a passion. And by going in a juvenile detention center, having an opportunity to mentor our youth and to make sure that they have a second chance, we have also connected with other community organizations. One of the organizations leaders I had opportunity to speak to yesterday of UCAN in Roseland, who helped youth when they come out of that situation to reenter society, to make sure that we don't have youth who are reoffenders and who end up back into the juvenile detention center or graduate to our Cook County jail or Illinois Department of Corrections. So that is our passion. And also, through my firm, Owens & Robinson, we have had the opportunity to mentor so many youth. We've had high school students to come in to work, to do internships with our firm where they can actually get high school credit and also have an opportunity to come to court with us to actually have an opportunity to speak to some of our African-American judges. When they see us in the courtroom, they'll take time to have the youth to meet with the judge in chambers, to speak with them, and to see the joy on the face of these young people who realize this can be me, you know.
That's something, it
was so awesome. And I would like to continue that as a judge to continue the mentoring of our youth, to be down in the community and letting people know the rights that they have, letting people know that all of these people in this arena, this can be you. You know, you can be another Justice Neville on the Illinois Supreme Court. You know, you can be another, as our new nominee, Justice Jackson, you can be a nominee of the United States Supreme Court. So I'll be so excited when I work with the youth, because the youth truly, not only are they our future, they are are right now. Whatever's going
that's
on
right,
right now involves
right.
our youth. So we want to make sure that we listen to them, that we're able to encourage them, and we're able to, by my husband being a minister and myself also being a minister, I want to say minister to the needs of our youth. As a young child, I've learned that ministering to people is meeting the needs of the people where they are. So
that's right.
Even as an attorney, I have to determine what the needs of my community are, and I need to meet those needs.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I'm a retired bilingual teacher for Chicago Public School And I'm also a double elected official here in the village of East Hazelcrest. But I am in the process of taking a delegation from Chicago and the Southland. I take a delegation every year. So this is my 20th year taking this delegation to march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And each year I take a student. This year I'm taking one of my former fifth grade students with me. He's grown now, 22, 23 years old. But he was the first Mexican student to write an essay on Reverend Fred Shovel's work for Black History. And I was like taken aback, and the reason being because I'm the niece of Reverend Fred Shovel's work. So I am taking him so he can see the Edmund Pettus Bridge, so he can experience. Every year I try to take a college student. High school students is kind of hard to take, but unless their parents come. But this is historical. This is historical. We have to keep the legacy and our history alive. So I'm very proud of all your accomplishments. And Reverend Harold Bailey from Probation Challenge says he supports you. And, you know, his program was Probation Challenge, and the model was he believes everyone deserves a second chance. So you have a lot of listeners on, but listeners, we just don't want you to listen. We want you to support. We want you to get up and get out and vote. We're coming to the end of our program. This is so fast. We almost need to do an hour with you. Is there some information? First of all, give us the name of the church that you belong to, that you're the pastors of. And if there's anything this listening audience can do as far as volunteering.
Well, the name of the church is the Promised Land Missionary Baptist Church. We're at 418 West 119th Street with my husband, Pastor Michael L. Robinson, is the pastor. I would like to give my email. As judge, we can only ask for so much in support, but you can always email me. I would love to come out to your community to meet people, to answer questions. My email address is electchelsea, @gmail.com. Again, that is electchelsea, @gmail.com. And just give me a call. We would love to come out to your community to meet with you and your neighbors. One thing I know that you have said in previous shows, and I totally agree, a lot of times when we're voting for these judges, we don't know who these judges are. And we want to make sure that we know who we are voting for and make sure that we're voting for someone who actually stands for justice. So
exactly.
Email me and invite me out.
Yeah, we need, you know, and what I have been fighting for years, too, is trying to get the judges on the front of the ballot, because it tends to be when people go in and vote, they vote their parties, they vote their choices, and then at the back where the judges are, they say to hell with it and keep on moving. But it's very important that we elect honest judges to the bench. Well, I want to thank you for being my guest on In the Know with Mo. And you have a great day. Go out and be successful, because today, make today matter. You have been listening to
In the Know with Mo
with my guest, Chelsea R. Robinson, Democrat for Cook County Circuit Court Judge. This is Maureen Forte. Stay focused and be blessed. Thank you, Chelsea.
Thank you so much.